Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast. Dag Heward Mills podcast is a broadcast outreach of Dag Heward Mills Ministries, which has the duty to bring you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and megachurch pastor, Dag Heward Mills. Welcome to our Thursday teaching. In today's message, Bishop Dag will emphasize the importance of having good relationships with your fellow brethren. After listening, you will discover five reasons why you must strive to have good relationships with other people before attempting to serve God. Today's message will teach you how spirituality is connected to your ability to maintain peace with others. You will also learn why humility is essential to advance in your Christian walk whilst receiving wisdom on how to strengthen your relationships.
Hallelujah. Proton is a Greek word which means first. Right. Now this sermon applies to good people. How many are good people? Huh? If you are a bad person, it does not apply to you. Because if you are a bad person, you have only two choices. Either to do good or evil. And you must choose good. But if you are already a good person, you are going to have to choose between good and good. Every day you're going to choose between good and good and good. Should I pray or should I read my Bible? Should I go to the prayer meeting or should I go to the gospel concert? Should I go to this church or to that church? Should I be a lay pastor or a full-time pastor? Both are good. So you will always be choosing between good and good when you are at a certain level. So this message applies to people who have already crossed the border, amen, and are into the good. When you are in the good, you always choose between good and good and good. When you have to choose between good, good and good, then sometimes you have to do all the good. So you have to know which one you have to do first. And that is where Proton comes in. I was enjoying the video. I don't know why they stopped it. But I was thinking that my wife was looking really smashing. That's a beautiful lady. There's something we call pheromones. It's something that a female can emit that causes attraction. Pheromones. Not hormones, pheromones. And I realized that she was emitting those pheromones. Pray that God will give you a beloved who has still got some pheromones. Mercy. Anyway, so back to the message. Proton. How many understand what I'm talking about? Should you do this or this or this or that? Are you getting me? So when you are a good person, excuse me to use the word good, but I don't have any other better word at this time, you are choosing between, should I do this? Should I pray for 3 hours or should I study my notes? You get it? Should I sow a seed in the pastor's life or should I give an offering in church? They are all good things. So which one you do first? And many times, J Jesus Christ used the word first to help Christians know which of the good things to do first and which one to do second. If you can remember, when he said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all other things shall be added." At that point, he was showing us what to look for first. And then second comes other things. Amen. So, proton is very, very important because it helps you to sort of know what to do, even without being led by the Spirit. There are so many things you will know what to do. First thing in the morning is to have your quiet time. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Before you seek the hygiene of your mouth, oral hygiene. Before you seek the well-being of your stomach, seek righteousness. Amen. You seek God first. Hallelujah. If you want to know what to do first, what should I do with my life? Should I seek this first or that first? Seek God first. God first. Amen. But that is not my topic today. My topic is found in Matthew chapter 5, verse 23. And it says, therefore, Matthew chapter 5, verse 23, therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First, be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Amen. So this scripture is saying, when you are going to church and you bring your gift to the altar, you came to church with your gift, your praise, with your gift to God, your worship, your money offering, your prayers, every good thing, your service to the Lord, the gift of your time, the gift of your life. And you remember when you are there that a human being who is your brother has aught against you. The Bible says, leave thy gift therefore before the altar and go thy way, and first be reconciled to thy brother. And then, after you've been reconciled to your brother, come and offer thy gift to the Lord. Amen. So, the Lord is showing us here, in terms of our service to him, there is something that is very, very important, and that is to ensure that you have good relationships with your brother, your fellow brother, first, before your all-night prayer, before your fasting, amen, before your 21 days fasting, 40 days fasting, before your giving your car to the pastor, or giving your house to the church, or before paying your tithe, go and make sure you have a good reconciliation with your brother. Make sure you have a good relationship with your brother. Amen. If you understand this, you will understand why the devil constantly tempts us with confusion between ourselves as brothers. He is trying to cancel out the other things that we are trying to do for the Lord. He knows very well that this one comes before that one. So he is always trying to bring confusion between ourselves and our fellow brothers and sisters. You can understand why many, many pastors have consistently they have quarrels with their wives on Saturdays before they come to preach on Sundays. And the quarrel evaporates after church. They don't even remember what the issue was about. It's something that is called PPQ, pre-preaching quarrels. PPQ. Derek Prince spoke about it, and I have heard innumerable pastors describe how that experience has plagued their life. Because the devil knows it. He's about to offer a powerful ministration to the Lord and for the Lord. And so the devil, knowing that this is what is going to happen, sets in to confuse the relationship with a fellow brother so that the gift will not work. Because you cannot do what comes second, first. Do you get it? So you find out that if people understood this, you would never want to break your relationship with your fellow pastor. If I'm your pastor, you wouldn't want to have a bad relationship with me, because you got to settle your beast with me first before you go and pray. Or you don't get what I'm saying. So I'm very important in your life. And so is your sister or your brother sitting next to you. You've got to sort it out before you come and pray or offer your worship. That is why a lot of fasting amounts to nothing. It is easier to fast than to have a good relationship with a brother. It's easier. Although we struggle when we are fasting, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord. But I tell you, as we grow older and we get so offended with people, you get it? You'll find out that it's easier to put down your stomach. Because after all, as you get older, you become more and more like a dog. And a dog eats once a day. If you have a good dog, I don't mean a mongrel, but if you have a real dog, it will eat about once a day. Is it not true? So as you get older, you become more and more like a dog. You just eat one. So the first thing is, it not be anything. You go feed you. But to humble yourself and even admit that I was wrong and that I am sorry. Hey, people have written books about how human beings never admit anything. And in my experience, people do not admit things. As you get older, you don't even bother to try to point things out. You just leave it. Because if you try to bring it up, it will just end in a stalemate. No one will agree with the other. So, it's very important that you recognize this reality. Spirituality is seen more by your ability to have a good flow with brothers and sisters. Amen. Now, if you are from certain tribes, this message will be more difficult for you to assimilate. Especially if you are from the Gan tribe, which is my tribe. Gans have a stronger tendency to never agree, to never understand, to never give up, never say die, never yield, never bow, never submit. Huh? Or you don't get what I'm saying? Both the men and the women. One day, I saw a certain brother who was quarreling with his wife. And I told him that, you are a gang man. That is why this quarrel is not ending. Because you think that it's only the women who are can cross, but can brothers also. They don't give up issues. Hey! So, brothers and sisters, it is very, but it's not only guns who are like that. A lot of us. Now, this message is especially important to sisters who are the initiators of most of the quarrels in the world. Yeah. It's true. Everybody knows that I love the ladies, because no one has got more lady pastors than I do. No one gives ladies more equal rights than I do. I have made them pastors, lady pastors. I make them reverends. I make them general overseers. It's just left with bishops, lady bishops. That's all. We are all the same. We give them equal rights. But it's because I love them so much that I tell them things as they are. But I love them. When I was at Legon, the boys' halls were largely peaceful, and the girls' hall had a lot of quarrels. That was the first sign that these peaceful-looking beings could generate such contention and such turmoil. Hey! It is when you are young, when you see marital quarrel, that you will think it is the hard, bony man who is the cause of this quarrel. When you are experienced, you see the hard, bony man's face with his ears sticking out and a hard, shiny forehead. But when you look at the beautiful, shiny lady, you know that near Aja, it is the woman who is causing the thing. Shayaba. Hallelujah. I'm so excited when you are happy with my messages. It is so important. Pastors quarreling with other pastors, and then we are coming to the altar. You get it? No. One day I heard about a pastor who was so offended with me because I gave an example when I was preaching about a certain animal that was moving around. And when he heard about that example, he was very angry. Was lamenting, and he spoke about it with some pain. When I heard about it, I said, "Oh no, I don't mean to offend my brothers too much." So I found out where his office was. Somebody showed me where his office was, down somewhere, and I drove my car to his office. And when I got to the office, I knocked on the door, and there was somebody there. He showed the office pastor there. He was surprised. He said, "Oh, Dad, how is that?" I sat down with him and talking. And I came and I said, "You know, I heard that when I gave that example about the animal that was moving around." You were so offended. And honestly, I did not mean to offend. So I knelt down and I said, "Forgive me. I'm sorry. Please pray for me. I'm sorry." He was surprised. He did not know what to do. Then I said, "Please pray for me. I am sorry." Then after that, I said, "You also pray for me." And then I also prayed for him. But you see, what people don't realize is that it is very important for you to have peace with brethren. So if you end up marrying and you cannot stay in peace, it affects your everything that you are doing. That's why it's important to avoid a rebellious person when you are married. A cantankerous, a contentious, ill-natured person. You must avoid it at all costs. Amen. Are you listening to me? So all of you who are not married, listen carefully, because I tell you, all that glitters is not gold. Sometimes, some of the most beautiful girls have been given that shiny beauty to compensate for the ill-natured character that they have. So they have been given extra beauty to compensate for the poverty of character. So, when you see a striking beauty, let all your seven antennas go up. Zip, 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 zip. Hey! And ask yourself, what is this that is coming towards me? Are you listening or you are going home? You see, God in his mercy, for everything that he has created, compensates for the lack of something with something else. So, if, for instance, you take the antelopes. They have not been given teeth to bite lions, but they've been given speed to compensate for the lack of teeth. Their teeth can only chew some small grass. And they've also been given extra fertility to give birth rapidly, so that even if you eat me, I gave birth to seven before you ate me. So in the end, you see that there are more antelopes than lions. Even though the antelope does not eat anybody, and the lions are always eating the antelope, every day they eat one. God has blessed their children, them with children who can walk immediately when they are born. And if you are an antelope and you are born, you cannot rest. There is nowhere to rest. You have to run immediately, because there's no hospital for you to go and give birth in safety. When you are born, there are lions, jackals, foxes, wolves, wild dogs, lions, leopards. Everybody wants to eat you. So as soon as they are born, within 1 hour, they are running with the rest of them. And you, when you were born, did you run within 1 hour? You must be joking. There's a joke in your eye. It was almost 1 year before you started walking. Have you forgotten? Forgotten when you started walking? It was 1 year. 9 months. Must be joking. But the antelope within 1 hour. So that's what I'm saying. You may think I'm joking, but when I'm joking, I'll tell you that I'm joking. That when you see a striking beauty, Shabaya. But when you see somebody who is very pleasant in public, person is talking very nicely to you, many times it's a compensation for an ill-natured personality. I'm not saying that if you are beautiful, you are ill-natured, but I say you may not know how. You may not know where or when that thing is coming from. Shia. Okay. So I'm just explaining with the animals so that you get the revelation. 5 reasons why you must, first of all, have good relationships before you try to serve God. 5 reasons. Number 1, you must have good relationship because good relationship proves that you are not a liar. 1 John 4 verse 20. If a man say, I love God, and he hates his brother, if he says, I love God, and he hates his brother or his household or his servant or his friend or his driver or his mother or sister, okay, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? So the first reason is that anybody who has a bad relationship with a fellow brother, sister, household, fellow lady, fellow brother, fellow man, fellow pastor, fellow businessman, NDC, NPP, maybe a Christian, you must have and you're an NPP, you must have a good relationship with NDC. If you hate your brother, you are a liar. So God has declared you to be a liar. Amen. And God does not want a lot of liars to come to worship him. Can you imagine if I'm in my office and about some 7 people coming outside the office to see me, and I'm told that all the people there are liars. All the people that are coming to see me, they are all liars. It's like I receive a phone call telling me that all the people they are coming to see me, they are all liars. I'll say to myself, what a deliverance. I don't want these terrible people to come into my office. And that's why God doesn't want you to even enter his church, to come to present any prayers or whatever. Because you are a liar. Because if you love God, whom you have not seen, but the brother whom you have seen, the sister whom you have seen, you do not have that. You are a liar. I didn't say it. Number 2, having good relationships proves that you are not a murderer. 1 John chapter 3, verse 15. Whosoever hated his brother is a murderer. You may be a reverend, but you are a murderer. You may not have been sentenced to death by any court, but God says you are a murderer. So God wants us, he does not want to have a group of liars in church lifting up their hands. This section are liars. This section, this one hates. You hate Elwes. You hate Ashantis. You hate Nigerians. You hate Togolese. You hate half castes. You hate white people. You hate black people. You come to lift your hand up like this. The Bible says that when you lift your hand, you are a murderer. When you hate your brother. So you are a liar and a murderer. And God is saying there's no need for liars and murderers to bother to come to my house, to come and serve. So you see, that's why we have people fasting and praying. Many times you wonder, prayers, God, does God hear prayers? The unbelievers look at that. God doesn't hear your prayers. Oh, you are all wasting your time. You are just wasting your time. God is just useless. You are fasting for nothing. You are praying for nothing. And it is more difficult for people to just maintain good relationships. Sometimes I see people who quarrel all the time. I say, look, your spirituality is revealed in your ability not to quarrel. It's revealed in your ability not to quarrel, not to have a beast. It's revealed that the real spirituality of a person. You are a total baby Christian when you cannot maintain peaceful relationship with people. Amen. Including enemies, including people that torment you, including people that fight you and offend you. Why do you think somebody will hate somebody? I mean, when our church was attacked, all the work that I was doing was affected. It could have built in me hatred. But I don't hate anybody. You've helped me in this church many times, using it even as an example of good leadership. That if somebody this wall is causing problems, a good leader will take it and say, will you break that wall down right now? It's a sign of good leadership. We have a lot of things where today, good leadership is not exerted. Things that have to be broken are not broken. Things that have to be dealt with are not dealt with. That is why we build roads, 3 lanes, and they use 2.5 lanes to sell shoes. And it's left with half of asphalt. 1 meter is so many $1 million. And they sell shoes and bags and everything, and the traffic cannot go. Buses are used as it's a car park, a road. But we don't have leaders. So you can have within you hatred that builds up for people. But you must see the hand of God like Joseph. You cannot hate your brother. Otherwise, you are not spiritual. You are not anointed. I tell you, no matter how you blow people. Receive it! Receive it! All that does not show spirituality. Amen? Are you there? Number 3. 1 John chapter 3, verse 14. Having good relationships proves that you are not abiding in death. First John 3, verse 14. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. That's how we know that we have passed from death to life. It's because we can love people. Can you love people? How many realize that there's hatred in us that needs to come out of us? Yeah. And during election time, you can see the country is getting towards boiling point. It's true. There's a lot of hatred that builds up in the nation during election time. What to you if you are in the wrong place at the wrong time? Now, when you cannot love people and you cannot love the brothers, you are abiding in death. That means you are dead. Now, God does not want a large group of dead bodies to come to Him to worship Him. How will you feel when you wake up in the morning, you go and you look outside, about 743 dead bodies, 43 coffins are assembled outside your house, a lot of dead bodies. What? With liars on the side and murderers around with a lot of dead bodies. Will you like it? I'm asking you a question. Will you be happy? You look out of your window and there you see several coffins, liars on one side and murderers. All of them have come together. They have come to visit you. That's why God said, first of all, go and sort it out before you come to the church. Some of you need to go some places and kneel down and say, forgive me. Some of you need to say sorry. Sorry, oh. Gun clapping, isn't it? These are guns clapping. You don't know how to do the gun clapping. Oh, sorry. Me not can't get. Sorry. Most ministers are afraid of fornication. This is what most ministers are afraid of. But I'll tell you, something that is far greater than fornication is what I'm talking about. And many ministers are trapped in this. There is somebody you don't like, somebody you hate, somebody who has done you something. this person will die soon. You know that God was about to punish him. You yourself know God himself is about to punish him. Why don't you think that for yourself, that God is about to strike you? Have you thought about it for yourself? That it's about to happen to you. 43 dead bodies, 17 murderers, and 36 liars all have assembled to worship you. God said, please, I beg you, before you come, go and sort out before you come. That is why he says, First, leave your offering and go. Relationship is very, very important. Amen. But number four, having good relationships show that you are no longer living in darkness. 1 John chapter 2, verse 9. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. He's in darkness. God doesn't want a cloud of darkness to come and approach his house. Because as soon as you do not forgive, you live in darkness and you are going to stumble. When you are in darkness, you will not see. You are going to sit, drop, fall. Many things are going to happen to you. Verse 10. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. That means of falling. How many don't want to fall? Say, I don't want to fall. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. When you have bad relationships with people, you are about to fall. A lot of bad things are about to happen to you and can happen to you. I'm just reading to you the Bible. They said, but when you love him, there is no occasion of stumbling in you. Sisters, listen to me. Are you listening to me? Forgive and forget. Amen. Talal Fatal. He wrote a song. Forgive and forget. Is it not true? Yeah? Forgive and forget. I'm sure I'm not singing it right, but that's what it is. You've got to forgive. Otherwise, you are setting yourself up to fall. I don't know how, but that's what the Bible says. You've thrown a beast with this person, a beast with that person, a beast with that person, a beast with that. Look, if you want to know whether you are right or wrong, just always subject yourself to statistical analysis. It is called anecdotal evidence. Do you know what anecdotal evidence is? Anecdotal means it is more based on statistics and research, as against hearsay. So if you subject yourself to anecdotal evidence, you will find out that you quarrel with this person, you don't talk to this person, you have a beef with this person. Everyone, you have a reason. This guy, this is what happened. This one, he said this, and I said that. This one, there was this, and I said this, this. This one, this happened. This guy, he ran over my leg, my toe is broken. That's evidence. This one, he did this. You have reasons for, but when you look at statistically, the whole statistic of it, realize that you are quarreling with everybody that exists. You were in Angel Delight Church, you had a beast with the church, the choir. After that, you went to Against Demons Church, and that one too, you had a problem with the choir leader. After Against Demons, you moved to Spirit of Darkness Overcoming Church, And there too, there was a beast with the ushering leader. After that, you moved to House of God against the devil church. And there too, that one you had that you slapped the pastor slapped you back. You went to police station. Now you have come to Lighthouse. What is going to happen in Lighthouse? Look at the anecdotal evidence and see. That is. Why do you think the art and the science of statistics has been created? Because enough information is not given by every single event. A single event cannot tell you the whole truth. That's why the concept of statistics, that is when you look at the whole trend, when you look at all the, what do you call it, that gives you another aspect of information apart from just what happened today. That's why the science and the art of statistics have been created. Because it will show, and that's why even when they are playing golf, they will say, this hole, 70% of the people who play have made a par or have made a birdie. 60% of them, when they play, it goes right. Everybody who uses on this car, this have, it's statistics and anecdotal evidence that have made people know much more than you would have ever known by each single event. So when you look at your life, so, nobody wants to marry. Nobody wants to marry you. Let's go back to the anecdotal evidence and see with each relationship that you've had. And ask yourself, as you run through, whose fault is it? Because sometimes the thing nobody can tell you. But when you subject yourself to the anecdotal evidence, you realize that, hey, this guy said that this. This one said this. This one said this. This was, when you look and realize that, hey, maybe there is a serious problem somewhere that nobody can stay with me. Serious. So that's, have you ever asked yourself, why was statistics created? Why was statistics created? Why is it a course in Lagos? Why is it a course in tech? Why is it a course? Why do they just look at trend? How many of this have this? How many people of this do this? How many times of this and out of that this? How many of this? And why is it studied? It gives you another whole dimension of information about what is going on. 7 churches you've been through, you are now on the 8th church. 7 relationships you've been through, you are now on number 8. 24 girlfriends, 17 boyfriends, 38 quarrels. Quarrel with this, quarrel with this. No department can stay. Nothing can, but only you. Even though with each one you have a good, with this one she was a witch, this one he was a wizard, this one there was this. Look at the whole history. It will tell you something about yourself that you don't want to accept. That's why I tell us to pray every day for forgiveness always. Because we don't, that's why the word of God is, it's a mirror. It shows us something about ourselves that we can't even, and no one can tell us. A big mirror. I cannot see my eyes. If my eyes are yellow, I have to look in the mirror. Then I say, wow, my eyes are yellow. Why are my eyes yellow? So brothers and sisters, you know, let us allow God to reveal things to us. Peace. There are some people who just make peace for us. They don't really mean it. They just don't quarrel. When they go, there are things in their head. Bible says they have, in Psalms, he said they have pretended obedience. Those who are wicked people, they pretend obedience. Another Psalm said they have feigned obedience. Those that hate you are pretending. In Ghana, we have a lot of pretense. Yes, Pastor. See them smiling like that. Your mouth like your smile. But you don't say anything. So one sister, out of my sight, don't speak. I fear people who don't talk. Every day you are just like, what do you mean? What do you mean? Ask your neighbor, are you a murderer? Are you a liar? Are you a dead body? Are you abiding in death? Ask your neighbor, are you a cloud of darkness? Hey! the last one. Having good relationship proves that you have been able to forgive people. Mark 11:25. When you stand praying, forgive. If you have ought against any, that your Father, which is in heaven, might forgive your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. God will not hear your prayer. God will not receive your worship. He will not forgive you. He will not. Don't do it. Sing it for me, Ida. Our Father in heaven. Our Father.
Which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come.
Give us this day.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us.
Forgive us. Sing that part again. Forgive us.
Forgive us.
Forgive us.
Our debt. As we.
Us.
Forgive our debt.
Us. As we forgive. Forgive
and
us.
Forgive us.
Mercy.
Our debt.
As we are forgiving, forgive. As we don't forgive, don't forgive. As we don't forgive, don't forgive. As we forgive, forgive. Come on.
As we forgive our debtors.
And lead us not into temptation.
And lead us not.
Stand to your feet.
Into temptation. But deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory.
Lift your hand and just ask God for mercy for your life, for my life, for our lives. My God. Azadei la predelo shambala masverigolam beleleve. Taloma varanele boshendele bakamanda bara. Hazelo la manare. Arondele beshima la makamazando besverila rimashanda la baba. Oh yes.
We thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Oh God, have mercy on us, Lord, for our murder, our darkness, our lies, our hypocrisies, our failure to forgive. Father, we confess we are guilty of all areas that we have heard about tonight. It is us, Lord. It is not about somebody, Lord. It's about us. Have mercy, Lord. Show us mercy. We pray for forgiveness. We pledge, Lord, from tonight, my God, to release, Lord, to have good relationships with everyone that you bring into our life. Whatever the person is, a confusionist or whatever wicked person and evil thing that has come our way, we pledge ourselves to forgive, to release it, to walk in humility, to come out of it, oh Lord, that we may receive your full blessing, that we may come into your house and come before your altar to worship you in peace and glory. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. And everyone shouted amen. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, if you are here tonight and you are not a born-again Christian, I want to pray for you and with you. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Pastor, pray with me. I want Jesus to come into my life and wash away my sins. If you are here like that, Pastor, please have mercy. And I want Jesus. I want my sins to be washed away, away, away with the blood. I want to be a new person. I want to be born again. Wherever you are standing, if you want me to pray with you to give your life to God, just lift up your right hand and I'm going to pray with you right now. Lift it up high. God bless you. I see your hand. Lift it up high. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lift it up high. God bless you. God bless you. But I want to give my life to God. I want Jesus to make me a new person. God bless you. Lift it up high. If you've lifted your hand, come to me in the front. Just come from where you are standing. Just come. I want to pray with you right here. Come and stand here. Come, I'm waiting for you. Come to the cross. Lift your hand and say this prayer. Close your eyes. Say after me, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for all my sins. Today, I receive Jesus as my Savior and my Master. Oh God, I know I am a sinner, but today I receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior and my King. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. I love you, Jesus, and I will serve you, Jesus, from today, forever and ever. Amen.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.